Tinder.
Have no regrets, have no fear!
And guess what? I even have my own superpowers.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie!
Natalie!
Shotgun!
Grandmaster to Gremlin.
Grandmaster!
Uh-huh.
One of the elders of the universe. This one is obsessed with games, especially pitting different superpowered beings against each other in battles and contests. He frequently finds other powerful beings and challenges them to a contest of champions, where he'll use heroes of his choosing and pit them against their will against his opponent's champions, with stakes like the fate of the world.
Jesus.
But he might be the most powerful elder, able to resurrect people killed in his games or kill them instantly for breaking the rules. He can travel to different times and dimensions and teleport others across space and time with a thought.
Wow.
Plus, you know, force fields, energy blasts, giving mortals superpowers, destroying planets as needed. And like I said, he's obsessed with games and he can't refuse even a request for something as simple as a flip of a coin. He always honors his word, but he can be tricky about the language used in the agreement.
Sounds like my kind of person.
Of course, the Grandmaster was in the movie Thor Ragnarok, where Jeff Goldblum gave him a Goldblooming personality. That is not like that of the comics, where he isn't really funny.
I thought you were going to say fun.
The comic book version is pictured angering the Defenders and also playing a game against the Scarlet Centurion using the Squadron Supreme.
Okay, what's his stance on European-style games?
Yeah, like, games. Like, at the start I was like, oh, do I have a partner for Nintendo? Mario Kart?
He can't refuse a challenge. So whether it's your console or... Catan or
board games of
whatever.
Short, yeah.
Oh my god.
I wonder if he could win against me when Ticket to Ride.
No.
Well, he'd probably be using real trains.
You know?
It's like he's got all these powers.
He's actually building train tracks.
Well, he's making the game appear.
Oh my god, and we've lost her.
In my head, I thought we'd seen him before.
Yeah.
Just because...
When
we saw his head.
No, he looks like Gore. Like a humanoid version of Gore.
Gore is also humanoid.
Well,
two arms, two legs, a head that's humanoid.
Their skin tone?
More human.
Well, and the shoulders, like, they do look very similar.
It's a very similar. Yeah. It's the same silhouette and ugly face.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know what I think is funny? He's very, very scrawny.
Mm.
He looks like a nerd. That would play board games.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
He's like the I'm thin but strong look.
I like those.
Because of his arms.
Yeah. They're like giraffe people. They're my favorites.
I like that.
Mike, you should cosplay him.
No.
I love that his name is Anduigast.
Is that how you pronounce it?
No idea.
Am I being like...
What's this?
Offensive?
Okay, it's not a nationality thing.
Offensive to the elders.
I love that he's the game person and he's not fun.
No, like that's sad.
And that reminds me of like that one person in your friend cycle who's really into board games but makes every board game night horrible.
Yeah.
I think that might be me. I can't think of who it is.
He's like a bad game master.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like part of me relates to this guy in a way, though. Because, like, I feel like we call me the cruise director for a reason. I feel like we would get along and be like, oh, you gotta organize another game. Yeah, I know.
You got
people coming over.
When it's like events, it's you. When it's games, it's me. I feel like...
Yeah.
You know what the difference is? If I give you a challenge, your aunts will be like, fuck that, that's too much work.
Yeah, not today. Not dedicated enough for this guy.
You're not going to go get trains?
I'm not gonna build train tracks.
I'm disappointed.
No. Not with even for powers.
That's a bit out of my wheelhouse.
With cosmic powers. With cosmic powers come cosmic response. I wanted to do something funny, but it didn't pan out.
I do like the hair, though. The hair is fun.
The hair is ridiculous.
And that's what.
That's what makes it fun.
I find it just reminds me of old people hair.
An attempt from an old man to look like Wolverine.
I find it looks like a toddler playing in the bath.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think it looks like if he's a who in like The Grinch.
Oh yeah.
They always have like kind of
but
oh.
with hair. But with red demonic eyes.
That Dick Mayer guy.
I guess he's ready to do the dishes, you know. So that.
I think he's ready to like clean the whole house because the whole suit looks like spandexy, like.
Rubbery green stuff. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you look at it and you can, like, hear the image.
Yeah.
Like, I can hear what this would sound like.
Like it's weird, squeaky sound. He looks like a geeky Mr. Clean.
No, he doesn't, but okay.
No, but I mean, like, he'd be the geekification of Mr. Clean. Mm. You know, Mr. Clean's, like, masculine. He's not.
Other soaps and shit are available.
Soaps and shit are the two. The polar opposites of cleanliness.
I do like the color palette that we have going on here, though. It's very spring.
Yeah, but if
every now, you love it.
Look, no, but I'm just, a big fan of the yellow.
But if the red wasn't there and it would be another color,
I agree.
I would not like it as much. I like the background more than everything else. I like the brightness.
I want Josie to go on a date and be like, I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing, but it's just the wall behind you.
You should have a floral. Too busy. Less floral, but more fruits.
Could you just step aside?
Josie rubbing the wall. Like, oh, such a beautiful texture. I love this wall.
I've never done that before. Yes, I have.
It's okay, I hug trees.
How does this compare to the Jeff Goldblum version? For those who have seen it, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that version is obviously way more fun.
He's more fun, yeah.
Oh, Goldblum was the best part of that movie.
And he has like cool eye makeup, if I'm remembering correctly.
And he has that blue part on the lip. And
yeah, like
does he smile?
Of course he does.
Does this guy smile? Nah.
He must. I mean,
if the game is, can you smile,
listeners? I challenge you to find Grandmaster smiling.
He probably smiles more than Galactus.
No, oh, okay.
And he did find that one. So
that's true. Enough.
It was more of a smirk.
Oh, he looks so friendly.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Goldblum? Yeah, he looks. Oh, I love it.
That is like so much more approachable.
Yeah. He had like a pharaoh kind of.
Yeah, it was more Egyptian looking.
Like pharaoh, but
And this hair is okay. I like
his hair. He does weird faces.
Well, I like this more than that.
But how?
Because it looks too campy. Doesn't look serious. How can I take this dude seriously? He looks like a fool. I'm not a fan. I like this dude better, even if he's boring AF.
He's more silly, but he really fits in Ragnarok in that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His name sounds like workout equipment.
Yeah, you just need to add flex or something.
Grand Flex Master.
Mm. Or Grandmaster Flex.
That's,
or Flex
that's his rat name.
Well, is Grandmaster Flex hot or not?
Is he going to give me better thighs?
Depends on the game.
Okay. Also, his robe is too short.
If you're gonna do long, go long.
Yeah, like, in right my mind, there is like, better,
this though. Is there water in your basement?
I feel like we've heard this a million times on Project Runway this season.
Yes, we have!
So it's really top of mind for me as well.
I prefer this as a person wearing it, though.
Well, yeah, wearing it.
Like, this is an okay length to wear.
Yes, wear, but
also you're a grandmaster. This looks ridiculous.
But he's wearing fun flats.
Those are ugly flats.
Is it just me, or does the under piece look like it's too tight under his arms?
Yep.
Like when you try on a dress?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've been here, and it's not fun.
Hello, chafy armpit.
Like, why is there that pleating? It looks too tight.
I've been there, and then I asked one of you guys,
to take the dress off because I physically can't take it off.
He needs help to take this off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's been wearing it for so long.
Yeah, he's like, just like, I'm just stuck in this now.
Like, it's not even too tight in a sexy way. It's just like, okay, I know that you're all red under your arms right now. Like, just take it off. You're chafing, I know it.
Maybe that's why it's made out of rubber, so it's easy to clean because he can't take it off.
The question on the table is hot or not.
That's a not for me.
No.
I'm okay with the Goldblum version, but this one, nah.
I agree with that.
I feel like he'd be very easy to manipulate in a relationship. You know, like, I dare you not to be mad at me.
It's not dare, it's games.
Okay, I challenge you to be less mad at me than I am at you.
How does the scoring work?
Okay, you're being anal, and this is why I don't like this guy.
That's the follow-up questions, though.
I mean, he must be good at mind games.
Or, like, what about a make the dishes competition?
Like, I feel like he would want to do stuff that I hate too much for me to like him.
Like play Monopoly. Like
we would end up doing, like, icebreaker games at, like, picnics and shit. The stuff that I hate. So I'm gonna say not just because of the annoying factor.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna make me play Monopoly, isn't he?
Worst
game. I think it's more like...
Does he respect, like, our rules?
Put superheroes up against other superheroes.
He can give powers to mortals, so...
Yeah, he'll put Captain America versus someone else, and you'll have to bet against Captain America.
I don't like that.
I don't watch wrestling, so I don't care about this. I think is the main issue. Maybe it would be fun for you, I don't know.
I'm very particular about which game I play. Like, I will not play chess unless... Oh. It is a life-size version or a whimsical set.
That's a life-size
version. No, I can't be a pawn. I have to lift the pawns. And then it's funny because I pretend that I'm a little person, like a tiny person, like a miniature
life-size
person.
Life-size chess is the best.
It is.
It's fun. The
only chess that's fun.
Agreed.
Not. I mean, not that I don't agree. He's not hot. He sucks.
We got it.
What?
That's one of these.
I don't like these.
Okay.
The Grapplers, a loosely organized band of superpowered female wrestlers founded by retired wrestling sensation Antifreeze. The first four, Titania, Poundcakes, Screaming Mimi, and Letha, some of which will get their own entries, had colorful personalities and a way with ringside antics, but despite Antifreeze's tireless promotion, the Wrestling Federation never paid them what the male wrestlers were getting.
Of course not.
They were secretly hired by Roxxon Oil, you know, the company that created many Serpent Society members.
Yes.
And given powers or gadgets and sent to attack a research facility. Now, those four were arrested. Meanwhile, Antifreeze recruited many fighters into the Grapplers and made a deal with the new Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation for super strong wrestlers to create a women's division and sending her fighters to Power Broker Inc., a company that could augment your strength for a price. So we're looking at headshots. Antifreeze's stable of wrestlers includes, after the first four, a battle axe. She uses axes. Sushi. She's Japanese. Butterball. She's big boned. Vavavoom. She's hot. Megilla. She's hairy.
Oh, God.
Cowgirl. She's Texan. And Gladiatrix. Probably just a good fighter. Poundcakes eventually rejoined the group, but the three other originals did not, having never really recovered, falling into a cycle of petty crime and incarceration. More when we get to their own entries. So yes, it's just headshots. I'm sorry.
You know what bothers me about this? Ugh. I feel like it's obvious they were written and created by men.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa, no shit. And it annoys me.
White men.
Like, really? Butterball? If someone starts calling me Butterball, I'm gonna fucking break their necks.
I do love pound cakes, though. That's hilarious.
She's a stomper.
Yeah, I feel like we would get along.
But it's too on the nose.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I'm very triggered by sushi.
I really don't like that.
Not the meal. I love sushi.
That's what it sounded like, but yes, I agree that it seems...
That bothers me a lot, yeah.
Inappropriate.
It's not great.
What's Auntie Freeze's power? Or is it just a lovely pun?
No powers. She's just the manager.
I like her hat.
Well, why Freeze?
Well, it's just her wrestling name.
Auntie Freeze?
She's got a freeze. Yeah, probably she had a move.
Okay.
By the way,
probably.
The freeze.
Until just now, I didn't know that Screaming Mimi was like a thing. Because, like, it's a thing in The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was just like a thing that
it's a thing. Yeah. There's a supervillain with that name. She gets her own entry.
Wait, these are villains? Okay.
Well, the first ones committed crimes. So.
Well, that's subjective. So, but Screaming...
They were hired by Roxxon to attack a facility.
Screaming Mimi does not look like she's screaming. She looks like she's in a choir.
No.
No, she looks like she's traumatized.
She looks like if she's going... She's melting into a skeleton.
Yeah, she's really dying.
Like, it bothers me deeply.
Yeah,
like,
she's been traumatized.
I think she's in the middle of a really high note and she's going to break the crystal.
The queen in Snow White, when she takes the poison and she turns really ugly and really skinny and fat.
She's like, my hands!
Yes.
Was Lisa lethal?
Oh, God. The names are really bad.
Well, she's deceased.
Holy.
Yeah. She's deceased.
She's dead, so you know.
From crime.
Being called cowgirl is incredibly boring, by the way.
Again.
I don't...
At least you're not called turkey.
Va-va-voom.
Really?
Va-va-voom.
Like, I feel like this is the beginning of a really bad joke. You know how they say, like, a priest, a clown, and a newfie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like men got together and said, what kind of women are there? Okay, so there's the hairy ones, then there's the hot ones, there's the fat ones. Okay, so a hairy woman, a fat woman, like, this is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Antifreeze is a cool nickname, though.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I mean, as a fan of wrestling, I must say, the divas now are way better than these.
There's no names that are
Their names are fine in wrestling. Those are just blah.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get myself called Antifreeze being an anti.
I feel like all their faces look almost identical.
Because they are.
Right? Like obviously there are slight differences, but
the lips are all the same.
No. Me, it's the hairline.
They're the exact same. Yeah. They just change a few
things. Tatiana has the same hair.
Letha.
Battle Axe. They all have the same, like type of...
Bad Photoshop jobs.
Ugly hair thing going on. Yeah, no.
But yeah, it appears like they just... Some have a slightly smaller nose, but it's all basically the same. And the lips, again... Looks so similar. Yeah, it's just the same over and over again.
Yeah, it just kind of looks like they just, like, retraced.
It's making me
angry. I'm insulting somebody that's really important or whatever, but this is not the most impressive thing to me.
No.
I apologize in advance.
I don't.
And I'm sad because I'm all for women
empowerment
group and,
yeah.
Like superheroes and female fighters and everything, but this is just boring.
It feels gimmicky.
So the problem is the individual fighters... More than the concept itself?
Yeah.
Badly executed.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, the execution of the concept. Yeah. It feels like token concept, in a way. Like, I'm sure these are all badass women, victim of rape culture and patriarchy.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. My point exactly.
So are the grapplers hot or not?
I refuse to comment on their hotness. Because they have other aspects of their selves that are more important.
You're taking that stance with what, episode 44?
I mean, to be fair, do you like...
I quit!
Is it just me, or does Va-va-voom's hair, if you really look at it, look like when you put your hair in curlers, and that one side turns out really nice?
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is just a flip. Uh-huh.
Welcome to my everyday life.
Definitely.
If you single them out, they look good. They're pretty. So yeah, hot. But come on, you can do better than that, writers.
Yes. Yeah. The ladies, hot. Execution, failed.
That is how I feel as well. I think this could have been better
so much
executed,
more.
It's like when someone has a really cool movie name, but the movie sucks, and then you can't make a movie with that name, and it's like a waste. I feel like this is what it is, but with the concept.
So this is Asuka. This is Nia Jax. This is Alexa Bliss.
You know what I'm hearing?
Blah, 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 blah.
But you're naming real divas.
Exactly. Okay. So, and that would work so much better just to have them have
actual names.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what your names are. So you want some advice? Here's the rock's advice. Shut your mouth.
Graviton. Franklin Hall was a physicist from Banff, Alberta, Working on a teleportation device in a facility in the Canadian Rockies when the device overloaded and exploded, intermingling his molecules with graviton particles from a nearby particle accelerator. He recovered and found he had the power to affect gravity. He's basically Magneto, but with gravity instead of magnetism. Drunk with power, he immediately tried to take over the facility, but was defeated by the Avengers. He's one of the most overconfident supervillains in the Marvel Universe. Graviton keeps coming up against the Avengers and losing. He thought he was safe when he became a crime lord in Los Angeles, but that's exactly when the West Coast Avengers moved in. And so it goes. He's a petty man who was granted massive power because he thinks he's unbeatable, he's easy to outsmart. His attraction to women has often proved his undoing.
What? Sorry?
Attraction to women.
Pictured making a swirling rock storm.
Okay.
Ooh, impressive.
I'm getting such a huge my ex-husband vibe. Like, this is not funny.
Really?
Like, I just described him to a T.
Well, he doesn't have a unibrow.
I fixed that.
I'm very surprised.
So does he apologize all the time?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where I was headed. I'm really shocked. That's his personality, yeah. And that he's Canadian.
Albertan.
Albertan. But I guess just because, like, the American perspective of who we are, I'm shocked that that's what his personality is like.
Yes.
Why does he have a clown suit?
Oh my god, the dots.
Why? What's with the dots?
I don't hate it. The weight or his penis.
Well, it feels mud to me.
I kind of agree. It's kind of like 60s. Yeah.
Like, if it was on a girl's costume, it would be gorgeous. But on him, it just looks ridiculous.
I
find there's one dot far too close to his crotch.
It's gigantic. It kind of looks like when you're in a hospital and you're trying to find the right ward.
Call the red dots.
His hair is particularly silly, though, I gotta say.
Actually, his face is silly. Like, what is this? He's constipated.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
What's silly about the hair?
I think it's the blue on top and the sides that are white is but just
that's,
strange to
that's
me.
That's black hair.
Is it?
Is it supposed to?
It's always to black hair.
Well, I mean, he could have had blue hair. Look at his outfit.
Sure, but blue is supposed to be the reflection
of
black
hair. If it's black, then it's not silly.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
it. But I feel like he has curly hair, but he cuts it short because he doesn't want to have curly hair.
No, like I think
someone I know.
He has it like just long enough that it kind of curls.
Yeah,
but
it
then
has
he,
the small
then
wave.
Then he puts gel.
Stop it!
It does look
this
like
is my 20s all over again.
It does look like a greaser kind of.
Yeah. And his widow's peak is very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's single.
I wonder why.
He's such a charmer.
Such a strange character.
To be fair, I think the costume is silly, but I love the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want an example of his love life screwing him over.
We don't have any.
I want the viewers. Listeners, to give us an example. I want to know.
Ah, I mean, I'm sure Black Widow at some point or
Tigra.
If the shoe fits, it's that he ends up falling for his friend's girlfriends. And ruining his friendships.
I feel like it's almost unfortunate that he has such a cool power. I like the power. I think that's really interesting.
It was wasted on a bad character, and I feel bad.
So, like, is this guy popular? Is he there often? I hate him.
Will we see him in the MCU?
I feel like he's a comic.
He's been in the MCU through the television.
Really?
He's in one of the early S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yep.
He seems more like comedy relief, based on your description, than anything else.
Also, why is he wearing a diaper?
That's metal. That's like shiny metal.
Okay. Yeah. Why is he wearing a metal diaper?
You gotta protect your crotch.
Do you have to protect it all the way to your, like,
navel and pass?
Plexus solaire.
Stop picking on his chastity belt.
He has a hard time with women, okay?
Not that he has to wear it.
He doesn't need a chastity belt.
Women are like, we're good.
This is the best form of birth control.
I never like when they do those obliques that look like scales.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's
that's a good cape. It's a bit short, but it's a good cape. There's a good flow to it.
I like that there's one shoulder that's fine and the other shoulder is kind of suspended in the air.
Gravity.
It works. Well, yeah, you can
control it.
Actually, you know what's surprising about the blue? I feel like these are very hero colors instead of villain colors.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there's no black. Villains like black.
But purple is a villain color.
Is that purple?
Color.
I thought it was red.
Mm. No, it's purple.
It's magenta.
Wait, purple is evil?
It's usually a villain color.
Aww. No, me would be pink and purple though.
Well,
yeah, I guess you're
a villain.
We all knew that already,
aren't we all?
So, would you consider the Hulk evil?
That's why he's got the purple and green, which is a color that's supposed to make us feel
uneasy.
Yeah. And wait, is this a good guy or not?
Is green bad?
Green and purple are complementary, so they're often matched in comics.
Does my green hair like red make and you blue. Feel uneasy?
Wait, are you saying that comics are a visual medium?
Yeah, I'm saying that. Even though podcasts are not.
Podcasts are not.
That's our show where we just decide if things are podcasts or not.
Tune in next month. Next project after we finish this one. In 7 years.
Is Graviton hot or not?
I gotta go no.
A solid no.
He's a hot mess.
Fair enough. You know, I kinda like him.
No.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but I have rights.
Get the fuck out.
I would like him if he's in like a cartoon about like everything he does fails and it's like, you know,
if it's funny.
Like it's funny,
he's comic relief.
Yeah, like that kind of shitty.
No, but to be honest,
but would you date him?
No.
Then would you not?
No.
I mean, I would date him, and then I would bring him to justice.
I feel like you have dated him.
And you would bring him to justice.
Yeah,
it's because... Bring him to justice.
I don't know. What's
this vendetta dating?
I will be his undoing, is what I meant.
We gotta bring more Canadians back to Canada, so...
Yeah, he's never faced justice here, because it says...
No criminal record.
No criminal record. Citizen of Canada with no criminal record.
Bravo.
So. So I think that first incident, he was like out of his mind. God, so he got off on a technicality or something.
Ugh, I hate him so much. No, I'm okay. I'm okay with him. It's not a hot, but it's a
It's a I'm bored and it's Saturday, so why not?
I got nothing else to do. Let's go on a date with Graviton.
I don't like those kinds of beards. Just do it or don't.
The goatee.
It kind of looks like he works in a bar, but he's sad about it.
So descriptive.
I don't hate a goatee, I just feel like it looks unkempt.
He should work in the moving business.
That would be a good choice.
It would be so fun. I wouldn't have to carry anything.
I just found an advantage to this guy. I could reorganize my living room 20 times a night.
Yeah.
It'd all be cool.
You look
like $1,000,000.
Why are you dressed so funny?
Oh, no.
Gremlin. During the Cold War, the Soviet Union's greatest scientist was bombarded by radiation that increased his intelligence but made him deformed. Calling himself the Gargoyle, he tried to capture the Hulk several times before dying in an explosion while trying to take revenge on his superiors who were responsible for turning him into the Gargoyle. But at some point, he sired a son who inherited the same genius intelligence and misshapen appearance. Yeah. The KGB raised the mutant boy, they codenamed Gremlin, and he grew to emotional maturity very early, rising in the ranks despite not yet being an adult, creating many devastating weapons for them. Originally, the Gremlin thought the Hulk was responsible for his father's death, but he later learned his superiors were and went rogue and into hiding, branded an enemy of the state. Though he joined the altruistic Soviet super soldiers after that, and as the first inset picture attests, tried to help Rom Space Knight become human again, but failed, he would soon after this run afoul of Iron Man and accidentally die in battle. In addition to his high intelligence, the Gremlin often used battle armor, flight harnesses, and laser blasters. In fact, he enjoys physical combat when he's equipped for it. He also bioengineered a monstrous dog called Droog into a talking, rhyming orange triceratops.
Wait, rhyming? Nope. He just got cool.
No picture of Droog, which is a damn shame.
I agree.
But I'll show you when I think the conversation warrants it. Instead, we get the gremlin shooting at Soviet soldiers, working a computer console like it's a church organ, studying the Hulk, and a shot of his big head.
So how old is he?
Oh my god.
No.
We don't know. I think he's a kid, probably.
No.
That's probably.
No.
Can we skip it?
This is so strange.
Just no.
He has the weirdest backstory.
This is why communism is bad.
I'm very upset.
Like, among other things.
Among other things. I just want to make sure I understand.
Okay.
He was like a product, if you will, of the KGB.
If you will. He's the son of the gargoyle who was mutated by the KGB.
And then they, like, took him in. They molded him.
He's not his actual son.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know who the gargoyle got jiggy with. But this is the son of the gargoyle.
So the gargoyle not the
gargoyle,
in here.
Not the gargoyle we saw. No. He's in the Book of the Dead. This other one.
So is he still with them?
No.
Or is this time. He went rogue.
He went Gremlin. Rogue, just like his dad. They both went rogue when they found out the KGB were assholes.
Good for him on that.
When they found out.
I mean,
pretty sure it was common knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends. Like, if you're just working in a lab, maybe you don't know, like, who you're working for. I'm rewatching all of the MCU, and this is very related.
Everyone knows the KGB is bad. Even the KGB knows it's bad.
What I mean is, like, if you're just working in a lab, you might not even know what your research is for. Like, you might not even know what's going for that. Like, you could just be doing stuff and...
You're an 8-year-old super genius working in a lab. What has the KGB told you?
Yeah. So that lies. You might not know what you're doing.
No.
So like I respect that he left. That's great. Good on him for that.
I have nothing else to say, just no.
But this is a strange character.
Well, you haven't seen the dog shotgun.
Oh. You know what I don't like? I don't like that he's basically a caricature of Russians. Like you see these types of features just exaggerated in a lot of propaganda posters.
It's almost like an excuse. Like, oh, he's deformed, let's take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's like he's deformed. He's the embodiment of the USSR. I don't like it.
Yeah, it actually looks exactly like a caricature from a newspaper, that exact same style.
Exactly.
You see, it reminds me of the Disney Quasimodo. The brow, but also
the nose.
Because of his larger head, Elmer Fudd from Bugs Bunny.
Elmer Fudd was not.
Well, he's bald.
I was not expecting an Elmer Fudd reference.
Because of the big head.
When was he created?
First appearance? Maybe?
Well, Incredible Hulk number 1287 is probably. But, I mean, he's a copy of the gargoyle that was created way before, like in the 60s. So it's all Cold War material.
I was just wondering who was president during that time. Sorry. I specialize in American politics.
Russia is bad times.
Does he actually play the organ?
Why are they bad and to what degree? You know.
Here's Droog.
Droog! Oh my god.
Now, this I'm used scared. To be a dog, apparently.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I don't really understand how that works, but I'm here for it. He rhymes?
Why does he rhyme?
He says, "Precious master, have no fear. Your loving Droog pet is here."
Aww.
Why does he rhyme has never been explained.
For interest.
You know what? That's great.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yes.
I'm down
it's
for
so
that.
Fucking whimsical. But terrifying.
It's way more... That's actually one of the things that's weird about this, because that's so whimsical in comparison to, like, his horrific upbringing.
Well, it might be that. It's like, okay, this is too heavy, we need to break
need
it up somehow.
We need to bring a dinosaur
what can we put into, like, kids like dinosaur? How about rhymes?
But also, we need to have a pet, so let's make it a dog dinosaur.
That rhymes and is orange. Perfect.
You all seem to think that's like all these things are built by committee, but sometimes it's just like a guy in a dark room going,
like, I want a dinosaur.
I'm totally fried. I don't... dog dinosaur. And then the artist goes, dog dinosaur.
Okay. It rhymes? Cool. Starts typing. I actually love that. The idea that you get that it's written before it's drawn.
So then the person has to like figure it out.
Yeah. But not always, because the Marvel method is not working with scripts. To make it faster, they would write like outlines, send them to the artist. The artist does whatever. Then it goes back to the writer who decides what the speech bubbles and captions will say. So it's entirely possible that this would, the outline said, and the gremlin has a pet that can attack people. And the artist went with this. And then he comes back and he goes, I'm going to make this sucker rhyme.
Tell me what happened.
So Droog means, apparently means friend in Russian.
Aww.
I do not know if this is real. That's just what the comic book says.
I don't know, but Droog is hot.
Yeah.
Droog is hot.
I just feel like I feel weird about doing this because he's a child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's always a bit weird.
If he's a child. We don't know.
Maybe he just stayed child size.
But
we don't really know because timelines in comics are sort of fluid.
Confusing.
But if his father fought the Hulk, how old is the Hulk? You know, that's a question. So possibly still a child.
Centuries old.
Is this guy in the MCU?
You mean in the... No, not yet.
Give me a few years.
I mean, we have a talking raccoon that shoots guns and shit. So why not a... small child. Gremlin, childish, super smart guy with a pet
dinosaur that rhymes that orange. Rhymes.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the CGI dog dinosaur.
Is he orange because orange doesn't rhyme with anything?
That's amazing!
I hope that's the reason.
It's his life mission to make everything rhyme.
Including himself.
Oh. Is Gremlin... not Kremlin. Gremlin, hot or not?
Wait, no. Is that a thing?
Kremlin.
Of course it is.
I didn't even think of that. I'm a bad political science major. How did I not see that?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I like the outfit. The rest is no.
What do you mean you like the outfit?
Do you know me?
It's no,
army.
But it's
a Soviet uniform.
Wait, I
that's
like
all...
it.
Okay.
It's a nice shade of green.
I would never date a Soviet.
Me neither, honestly.
Or Eastern Europeans in general. I'm not a fan of them.
Just like, no. Aw, poor Eastern Europeans.
It's just the culture. I've lived there. Context. Yeah. So
right.
I understand that.
Just saying
no, that. I understand the culture clashes that I would have with them and their mothers.
We don't know who his mother is. That's whoever dated.
She's like the Canadian.
The gargoyle.
Sure.
If she's from Russia, man, she probably has red hair and too much makeup.
But
red hair is a thing.
But well, the Marvel Universe doesn't disagree with you.
Yep,
not.
I okay, think she, yeah, like. Like I said, like, I feel a bit weird about it, but I think, like, as a character, not bad. that's the best I can say.
As a date, I'll pass.
You know when you're on Tinder?
Yeah.
And you swipe right because they have a pet?
No.
Yeah.
That would be a...
Yes, you see, I'm an awful person.
You got a rhyming dinosaur? I want to see that.
Like, I might go on a date with you. If you bring your pet.
You see, I'm that awful person that on Tinder, if they had a dog, I'm like, nope, I don't want dogs in my life.
I like dogs.
Yeah,
dogs.
I don't want to own a dog. Or
but what
to,
if
like,
they have cats?
Yeah, that's an automatic right.
There you go, so you have swipe right.
That's why I'm dating the guy I'm dating. He had a cat.
Wow. You know what I will not swipe right on? A fish. Please don't show me your fish.
What? There's a guy, I remember he showed, he has a...
Why do people put fish in
maybe he really likes his fish. And he's like, look at my...
No, it's my fishing picture.
Oh. It's like a dead thumb.
I thought you meant like he had an aquarium.
Okay, no, I had a guy that had an aquarium and I'm like, oh, maybe he's wishing for another girl that's also likes fishing and stuff like that, but people that are fishing.
I can provide!
Like, I understand showing me your four-wheeler. Or showing me,
I
want people showing me your motorcycle, you're showing me your interest, but I really... You can show me yourself fishing, but I do not need a picture of the fish.
What do you think about, like, your appendix in a bottle?
I have my teeth in a bottle.
I'm on your Tinder.
No, on my dresser.
Oh, that makes not it less weird.
Yes. Did you find out much later? People have been wondering when we'll get to an all knot. This is not an all knot episode.
No.
Right? Whoa. Grandmaster got a few votes.
Yeah. Well,
he did.
I gave him a hot for Goldblum.
So Grandmaster didn't really get a hot. The Grapplers didn't get a hot. The Graviton didn't get a hot. And the Gremlin doesn't get a hot.
It's kind of was lukewarm on this guy.
Yeah. Oh. It is the closest it's ever been to a whole knot.
It's been very close.
And Drew got a hot. But
I think the thing with this is like sometimes we get episodes where like someone is aggressively a knot. And I think most of these people are not aggressively a knot. It's just not our preference. Like, not exciting to us.
One of them is. I mean, for the Grapplers, we all agreed that they were looking good. It's just the concept is stupid.
Exactly. So I think it's one of these times where, like, I'm just not very motivated either way.
I think we're globally underwhelmed.
Yes. I'm going to forget all of these.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I usually forget by the time the episode comes up, like, who and we then I talked need to
look,
about.
I need to look at the pictures and be like, oh, yes, this is what we're talking about.
I will definitely forget all of these.
All right, well, let's take a break while you forget. We'll be right back. Art credits, Grandmaster by Rudy Niebres, Grapplers by Howard Bender, Graviton by Bob Hall, and Gremlin by Ken Stesi.
For years, the Fire and Water Podcast Network has found its joy talking about comics. From Aquaman and Firestorm to Batman and Plastic Man, from giant treasuries to pocket-sized digests, from massive miniseries events to singular one-shot adventures, from romance to horror to whatever the hell Ohamu or not is. In the last year, they've begun to carve a path through their favorite television shows, such as MASH, Cheers, and Justice League Unlimited, and there's no sign of them stopping. What medium will Fire and Water conquer next? Introducing Fire and Water Records, the music anthology podcast from the Fire and Water Network. Find your joy in all new ways as members of the Fire and Water Network and their friends discuss favorite songs, albums, concerts, and artists.
Hang on, I've been doing a music show for 2 years.
Featuring Record Revolution.
Join the Brothers Daily as we catalog the essential years that shaped popular music and our own lives.
A Very Daily Christmas.
An annual celebration of our favorite holiday tracks.
Plus, all new episodes of Zoom for Sam.
The show in which I share my joy of Samantha Fox by spotlighting a single every single episode.
And Pod Dylan.
No, not Pod Dylan. We discussed this. That's staying on its own feed.
Not Pod Dylan, but everything else I said. Plus, so much more. There's even a chance David Ace Gutierrez will show up.
Which brings us back to Fastball, which is really one of the most interesting American bands in the world today. When you think about the number of side projects and solo projects associated with the band, it actually almost outdoes.
Fire and Water Records, a proud part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag.
Yay!
But let's start with the female P.O. box.
Yay! Woo! That.
Yep.
I know. Please find another name.
That sounds like a sex term.
We don't like
P.O. So the P.O. box.
I don't want to think of what has been up there for a
while. Our friend Zumi Kidori, the maestro behind the Done in One Wonders podcast Wonder Show, has sent us each...
What?
Each.
What?
And this covers everybody on the Canadian side of the border as well. I gotta find the Lonely Hearts guys and hand them their own. Let me just reach in.
Five.
How many are there here?
What is it?
It's comic books. I'm shocked.
Yes, well,
no, what is it?
All right, so this is...
Isn't that Who's Who?
This is Zoom's Who. As you can see, it's been modified. It's Zoom's Who. So I know you guys don't listen to the Who's Who podcast that's on our network, but ever since it started, Zoom's been a friend of the Shag and Rob, and he's been doing these entries for characters that were forgotten in the original Who's Who. Oh, and he's published a number of copies recently. And here it is. So you got, and most of the art is well, all the layout is him. Ooh. Most of the art is him, but he does use other artists in the background sometimes.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and you'll find not only characters that were forgotten, but versions of people on the network. So there's an Aqua Rob, there's a Fire Shag, there's a version of Zoom himself.
Is there a Siskoid?
Where's Batman Jones?
There is not a Siskoid, but but. Zoom really wants to do one of the loose leaf edition Who's Who's next, and he would like to put everyone that's on the network but not in this in the new Who's Who. So it's possible that the girls, or even individually, you would get entries in the next volume.
Oh, please do. Oh. How cool would that
oh
be?
Oh my god, I would put that love this
like,
so
on
much.
My resume.
I would hang it on my wall.
That's so cool.
That's amazing. Awesome.
There's an octopus.
Well, yeah, Topo.
Okay. I keep calling octopuses Topus. And this is close enough. Everybody keeps calling me out for calling Tapus and being like, what the fuck is a Tapus?
We know what a Tapus
is. It's a Tapu!
Regardless of your childlike enthusiasm for the creature, I mean, that's Aquaman's sidekick.
Tapus! He's in the
movie.
The recent Aquaman.
There's also the squid. Great. There's a squid guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are superheroes that exist.
Or villains.
Okay, so
they do exist, except for a few. Which is pretty obvious because their first appearance will be a podcast.
Okay, so Super Duper is not something...
Super Duper is actually from the comics, yeah.
Why is Superman there?
Well, Superman was... There's like many versions of Superman. So the Earth 2 Superman was in the original Who's Who. He's the Golden Age version. The World War II version.
Okay.
The one who just jumps really high and whatever. The original,
leaps over tall buildings?
The original Superman that doesn't have all the powers and tricks. And then there should have been this Superman, which is like the modern Superman. But by that time, there was like the rebooted Superman. So they only put the rebooted Superman. So the Superman that we'd been following since the 60s never got an entry. Like his history is never told. So this is one of the wrongs that Zoom corrected. And people can find all these images over at the Who's Who podcast on, you used to like to send one every show or so. So the boys usually put it in the art gallery there. So anyway, you each have your own copy.
That's really cool.
That's really
okay,
cool.
Okay, why is Wonder Woman here?
The same reason.
There's another backstory? Okay. Aqua Rob and Fire Shag.
It's funny. Fighting crime together.
I want to know the story behind the shark tornado and the chainsaw.
Well, it's probably written in here, so you got a lot of reading to do.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome. Kind of sad I have to leave now.
That said, yes, we have to say goodbye to Shotgun.
You make it sound like she's leaving the podcast.
Evermore.
She just has to leave today.
Yeah, she has to leave the group for tonight to do things.
Study.
You may have noticed that Isabel also isn't here for professional reasons.
I love the unabashedly conceited Professor Zoom. I want to read that issue. Worlds Apart conclusion. That's so sad.
I don't know how I feel about Lady Cop.
Lady Cop, I got that cup.
Yes, you do.
I have that coffee cup. I love Lady Cop. Lady Cop is my favorite.
No.
Don't crochet at Lady Cop.
No. I like the idea.
The name.
Lady Cop.
You should read the comic. She fucking beats a guy with a chain.
But is her name Lady Cop?
Well, no. It's Elizabeth Warner or whatever. The comic is called Lady Cop.
Okay, the comic. Yeah. Okay, as long as the comic is called Lady Cop and she's not...
Nobody's saying, oh, she's Lady Cop.
Hey, Lady Cop, come over here.
Lady Cop, join the Justice League.
That's what I don't like. She is a person, looks delightful.
Wait, is it Fireman Farewell?
Farewell.
Fireman Farewell. He's just like, I'm sorry, guys. Just gonna burn. Bye.
I was like, God, that's very dark.
And let's just hope that this doesn't spoil you for Marvel Universe handbook.
No.
Because, I just think that the Who's Who format is superior.
Topo has a book. bunch of boxing gloves. That's amazing.
Yeah, Topo is the best.
Anyway, thanks and bye and have fun and enjoy the rest of the podcast. We love you. I love you. They love you. Yay.
Let's get to the letters. So, okay, first, some general comments over at firingwaterpodcast.com. Everyone thought you were more randy or foul mouth than usual last episode.
I agree with that. I said it during the show.
I don't notice anymore.
Ward Hill Terry said he really enjoyed the show. He's talking about episode 43. Even though I don't know who is speaking, I can differentiate the voices. All of you, even Siskoid, are a delight.
Even Siskoid.
Even Siskoid.
And Bradley Nell said, great episode. I'm just not feeling half as clever as y'all are, so just praise.
I never feel clever.
Maybe he's talking about the other letter writers.
Probably.
Yeah. That's an episode where we talked about Glorian, the gods in general, Goliath and Gorgon. Let's look at individual comments. Glorian, Vera Wild said, okay, anybody who knows me knows that I am queer as fuck, but this is honestly too fabulous. Yes, that is a thing. Too bright, too sparkly, too buff, too much. Just too much. Nice guy, I'm sure. Belle of the Pride Parade, and rightfully so. But not somebody I'd want to be around outside of that kind of over-the-top environment. I can't picture just coming home to somebody like this.
Agreed. I think it would be a little too much.
And Mike Wilson says, I have to say that born with a silver spoon in his ass is my new favorite expression.
You're welcome.
For more Glorian, Gene Hendricks covered him on Back to the Bins over at the Two True Freaks Network. So people can check that out if they want more Glorian. And who wouldn't?
Vera Wild.
Or Vera Wild. Let's stay with Vera Wild on the gods. She says, the category entries are always hard, and this one is the roughest because there's just no consistency to who's being covered. It's such a hodgepodge, I feel weird stamping the entire group as hot or not. Thinking on how Marvel tends to depict gods when it comes to personalities, though, pompous and or uncaring seems to be the standard template. I suppose a good old-fashioned fnit is the safe way for me to go on this one. Individual exceptions granted on a case-by-case basis. I still love you, Gaia. And Tim Price says, it's a shame Snowbird and her mother's pantheon wasn't mentioned in this entry for the Canadian connection. But I do believe, Tim, that they get their own entry.
Yay.
Yeah. Goliath. Whew. The guy you forgot.
You blame us.
Vera Wild says, I tend to glance at the pictures listening so I know my first impression on sight before hearing about what the characters are like. And I immediately hated this guy. Even before hearing about what a dickhead he is. The outfit isn't awful, it's just kind of bland, not very memorable. But it was that shit-eating grin that made me stamp him with an instant knot. Sidebar, where the hell did this phrase shit-eating grin come from? I feel like there's a horrible story behind that. I did some research.
Oh!
I thought it was something she made up. I didn't know it was
shit-eating grin. I always kind of assumed it was related to the brown noser.
Well, I mean, it's all shit expressions. Usually it's that smile when you're just with gritted teeth, or it's used in different contexts, but it's like
you're smiling,
but you got poop
in your
mouth.
You're an asshole,
sort of thing. Or yeah, maybe. Okay. So here it is: the research, like a lot of scatological words and expressions. There's not a whole lot to go on because people didn't want to write those words down. So, you know, the first occurrence in literature occurs rather late. There are a couple of possibilities. One is associated with a symptom of coprophagia, which is shit eating, giving sexual pleasure. So it might relate to that originally. But it might also be a reference to animals that eat feces. Dogs, for example, make a grin-like face when they eat feces, perhaps as a way of cleaning their teeth. And possums also do. And some sources note that in some rural areas, the expression grinning like a possum eating shit might be the source of the more universal saying. Because we don't have a possums.
No.
So it's just like,
wow. What is this podcast?
Today and things I didn't need to know.
That's crazy.
Well, she asked. Aaron Bias says, Marvel men have no nipples.
Yeah.
On the other page, right?
Yeah.
Marvel women have nipples. You can see through their clothes. Goliath may seem lame at first, but he grows on you. And several listeners, including Nick Cardwell, were keen to say Goliath redeemed himself in later Marvel continuity, but of course that's a story for when we revisit issue 5 and 6 in our next insert drink special.
Whatever.
Insert drink milk. Here.
Oh, special. Popsicle.
Popsicle special.
Perfect for...
the summer.
Chris Franklin says he even stole the pattern for his costume from Hank Pym's Goliath costume. He just switched the colors to orange and brown, which were big in the 70s, I guess, and dropped the goggles. But it is the same. The original Goliath had this look. And now for Gargan. Ange says, I was listening for someone to slip in the Ange-tastic pun of it behooves me to say. I like his look.
Yeah, because we always say that in our daily lives.
But no such hoof pun was found. Instead, there was a lot of talk about Gorgon's junk.
Yeah.
In fact, there was more Gorgon junk talk in one segment than in all the rest of my life reading Inhumans comics.
You're welcome.
Maybe he got a dose of the Terra genitals mist. Oh, God. Never quite understood the fussy tiara doesn't go with the rest of the rugged look. For God's sake, man, put a helmet on.
Maybe he wants to be a princess.
Mike Danis says, I'm beginning to see a pattern with the ladies. Between Armadillo, Gargoyle, and now Gorgon, non-threatening beast men seem to be real winners.
Threatening, though?
That's so funny to me. That's... non-threatening beast men.
And it's so
it's kind of true. It is true.
Is it your Beauty and the Beast? Is it a Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah. We're like, you know, we grew up watching Beauty and the Beast. We got the wrong message from it.
I think that might be a big part of it. I'm not going to lie.
What is the right message?
Love reading. I don't
love reading.
make sure you get... to the fair in daylight.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, ask for directions.
Yeah. Plan your trip better.
Use a GPS. No. Don't insult witches.
Actually, yes. That's actually the
message. Be a good person.
What if I think Gaston is the hero of that story?
Then you're wrong.
That's my lesson.
You're an asshole.
Tim Price says, with his hooves, he could be a natural tap dancer. Missed opportunity.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because tap dancers, you have the plate on the tippy toes and you have the plate on the heel. So could you do that if you have hooves? How does that work?
With difficulty. I think Tim has never tap danced.
Clearly.
Comics are not practical.
If we've ever learned something.
I think you could tap if you really wanted to.
Yes. Before, you can tap if you want to.
Yeah.
Before listening on Twitter, Justice is First Done, that's Mike Peacock, said, the ladies had best not fail my expectations for Gargan. He's so studly.
In fucking deed.
And Mike Wilson says, I never liked Gorgon much, but now that I'm thinking of him as a big-ass fawn, that helps.
It does. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Mike W. from Saskatchewan?
It is.
Why do you not call him Mike W. from Saskatchewan?
He signed Mike Wilson this time. So he's come out.
We're going to find you now.
He said big ass fawn, but he meant big dick fawn, right?
I mean, we can't see his butt. Maybe he has a great butt, too.
It has not been confirmed.
I love butts.
Hard to say
that. It's on the second page.
It's a weird angle.
I hope you have a good butt, Gorgon.
Oh, two for the prices of one. Tim is sorry, but he got his twins' comments in late on the previous episode. So they talked about the four previous ones. They said, Gore, Sneh, yes, he's a bad guy, but he can't help that he's a deviant.
Fair.
Ghost Rider, he rules, but because he's a horse and his name is great, Banshee Rulers. And it's apparently the next level above rules. Gladiator rules. We want to pet his brushy hair. It looks fuzzy, and he's purple. And Glamour rules, she be cool. So we talked about Zoom's gift earlier, but if you want more Zoom Yukinori, you can make sure to check out last week's canceled podcast, Cavalcade, on the FW Presents feed, where he's probably responsible for the funniest bits. That special presentation also features the voices of the Ho'odmu or Not cast, so... Woo!
Or apparently not the funniest bits. Thanks, gosh.
Well, I was just being humble.
Why can't you be unabashedly conceited like Zoom?
Why can't you be conceited? Somebody else in the group has that job.
Oh, calling out one of us.
It's funny, I thought he was calling me out.
I don't know.
Who is? It's always about us!
So that's it for this week, this month,
this
episode.
This episode. Okay.
I don't know if you say so.
All right, well, goodbye, friends. What are we going to do now?
I'm going to go sit over there.
I'm going home.
Okay.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
Till next time.
Use hashtag.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
I had a question or comment, I just can't remember what it is.
Oh, that's a really good point. I agree.
Excellent. Shit, what was I going to say? Shit, I forgot again, Collis. I really had something to say, Mike. Now I know what I was going to say.
Yes?